The newsroom is dark, the microphones are off, broadcasts have been silenced, publishing is paused. That's the opening to the top story on Radio Free Asia today after funding cuts by the US government ended broadcasting earlier this year and finally shut off digital services over the weekend. For almost three decades, Radio Free Asia provided independent reporting in nine languages across Asia, including in countries without a free press. Rosa Huang is executive editor of Radio Free Asia, based in Washington, D.C. And Rosa wrote that final story. Rosa, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me, Sally.
What was it like for you penning that final story?
Well, it was, you know, incredibly sad, of course, because my thoughts are with our journalists first and foremost. Some of our journalists have been with Radio Free Asia since its inception, you know, almost 30 years ago. And they've not only sacrificed so much to do important journalism for RFA, but they've also, you know, taken great personal risks to do this work. So I was thinking of them first and foremost. I wrote that as a tribute to our extraordinary journalists. But I was also thinking about, you know, the loss of Radio Free Asia and how it's a gift. It's a gift, really, to the autocrats who thrive by avoiding transparency and accountability that, you know, our journalists for years have, you know, tried to serve their audiences by sort of shining a spotlight in these dark corners. And the loss is tremendous.
This all began back in March when US President Donald Trump signed an executive order targeting what was known as the US Agency for Global Media, which funds Radio Free Asia. How did those initial moves by the White House start affecting your operations?
The impact was almost immediate because the funding first stopped, and this funding disruption has been ongoing. And, you know, we've been back and forth in various courtrooms to try and stabilize the funding. But because of this funding inconsistency from even back in March, we had to furlough, you know, many of our journalists, most of our journalists, actually. And furlough, you know, for Australians that don't know what that means, that's essentially a form of unpaid leave that is allowed in the U.S. And because of inconsistent funding, and this money is usually dispersed on a monthly basis, we are forced to furlough our journalists. And not only our full-time employees, our journalists, but also our contributors overseas. We had to cut ties with a lot of them in order to save money and in order to sustain ourselves as an organization and ensure that there was still an RFA to save. We had to start some pretty extreme cost-saving measures, and the impact of that was almost immediate. We stopped publishing as many stories. Our broadcasts were greatly reduced. They stopped altogether in May. And of course, as you mentioned in your intro, on Friday, we had to essentially shut down the rest of our editorial operations.
You're listening to Breakfast and you're hearing from Rosa Huang, executive editor of Radio Free Asia, based in Washington, D.C. The order, the executive order by the president, is there any legal challenge to that?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, all the grantees, including Radio Free Asia, has obviously taken the government to court over this funding issue. But, you know, that of course, is yet to be resolved because the government is shut down and we are now in fiscal year 26. So with this funding uncertainty, we had to we're forced to shut down our editorial operations because of this lack of funding. And many of our furloughed journalists, as I mentioned, they have not been paid. They have not been paid since March. And this is incredibly disruptive, as you can imagine, to their lives and their livelihoods. So we had to make some very difficult decisions in order to sustain ourselves as an organization in the hopes that this is just a pause and that we can come back and there will be something left to save.
What sort of reaction have you had from the audience with this final story?
You know, it's hard to gauge our audience. I can tell you that, you know, RFA had an incredible reach. We had an audience of about 60 million weekly. And it may be even more than that, because there's some audience numbers that could not be measured in North Korea, for example, where we our radio broadcasts. We had a 3-hour radio program daily, and that was, you know, it's hard to measure the audience in countries like that, that's closed off like that. But I can tell you that anecdotally, we've heard from, you know, our audiences in countries where there is just a lack of free, independent information, and they desperately miss what RFA provided. You know, Tibetans in exile, for example, or the Cambodians, where without RFA Khmer service, there is a lack of independent information that's, you know, free from state influence. And Vietnam, I mean, I could go on, but yeah, we've heard anecdotally what happened. These are not just broadcasts, but also digital, on digital platforms where there's no content, there's no something that they've been used to. And these are sort of, you know, we've been around for almost 30 years, so talking generations of families that listen to RFA, it's gone. And it's for the first time in our history, we're no longer able to fulfill our mission at the moment, but we hope to be able to do that again very soon.
Rosa, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Sally.